Some extremely important rain fell across portions of the Midwest over the weekend, and the outlook is for more of the same to occur in parts of the region on an infrequent basis. The majority of the weather across the Midwest has been trending a little bit dry in the western Corn Belt prior to this past weekend, and the precipitation that occurred in portions of Iowa, South Dakota, Nebraska, and a few neighboring areas was very well timed. Now, the interior parts of northwestern Iowa did not do very well with rainfall, and some of those areas received less than a quarter of an inch of rain. The same is true for northeastern Nebraska, but all other areas reported quite a bit of beneficial rain, running anywhere from as little as 5/10 of an inch upwards to 2 inches and more. In fact, Doppler radar suggested some 2 to 3 inch amounts occurred in several counties across parts of the region. The precipitation is going to be perceived as being beneficial, and the marketplace this morning was already down in part because of the rain that occurred over the weekend. Well, the eastern Midwest saw some more heavy rain in central through southeastern portions of Indiana during the weekend, the very same area that has reported heavy rain most weekends for the past month. And it looks like the region surrounding it was left dry. A big part of Ohio, parts of Michigan, and the rest of Indiana did experience net drying conditions, and we'll see those areas continuing to firm up this week as rainfall stays somewhat restricted. In fact, most of the lower and eastern portions of the Midwest will likely see moisture totals this week run a few hundredths of an inch to 5/10 of an inch, with maybe an isolated 3/4 inch amount in parts of Illinois. The greater precipitation in the Midwest this week will likely be in the western Corn Belt, where some erratic thunderstorms that may be somewhat slow-moving will still be able to produce some heavier amounts of rain. Some of the totals in parts of the region from Nebraska to Wisconsin, including southeastern portions of Minnesota, will run anywhere from about 3/4 of an inch to 1.5 inches, but there will still be some pockets out there that don't do quite as well, and there may be some others that could end up with some locally heavy amounts of rainfall. But the bottom line is most of the Midwest crop country will continue to experience a highly favorable weather environment. Subsoil moisture is still abundant across the region, and temperatures will be warm early this week and then will cool back down a little bit to a seasonable range for the balance of the week, the weekend, and into next week. And so the end result here is a very favorable environment for stimulating crop development, and we will see aggressive growth and development take place for most of the summer crops across the region, including those that had been waterlogged for quite some time. The only negative comment that can be made is that those crops that were dealing with surplus moisture and flood conditions will obviously not be able to recover quickly enough to meet up with the reproductive season, and so those yields will definitely be down. We do expect temperatures to be in the 80s and lower 90s during the first part of this week across the Midwest, but in the second half of the week, mostly 80s are expected. There may still be a few lower 90s in the far southwest part of the Corn Belt, and there may be a few upper 70s in the Great Lakes region. The hottest weather will occur over the next 2 or 3 days in parts of Kansas, Missouri, and neighboring areas of Nebraska. Those areas may see some middle and upper 90s, with temperatures come close to 100. Over the weekend, we were as hot as 107 degrees in central Kansas. There were many high temperatures over 100 from parts of South Dakota all the way down to Texas. We will see most of that heat becoming more confined to the southwestern plains as we move out through this work week, and there will be more relief in some of those northeastern areas. There will be some significant rain in Canada today, and that will help to ease a long-term drought in parts of Saskatchewan. Very important event. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.